Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh, and now here's Patrick Hicks with this week's poetry from Studio 47.
This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Charles Harper Webb. Webb was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in 1938, and he was raised in Houston, Texas. After finishing high school, he received his BA from Rice University, also in Houston. He went on to receive his MA in English from the University of Washington. This was followed by an MFA and PhD from the University of Southern California. A trained psychotherapist, Webb is also a guitarist and a singer. His books include Reading the Water, Hot Popsicles, Shadow Ball, What Things Are Made Of, Brain Camp, and A Million MFAs Are Not Enough, among many others. During his career, he has won a Whiting Award, a Guggenheim, the Kate Tufts Discovery Prize, and an Academy of American Poets Prize. He teaches at California State University, Long Beach. Today's poem is titled Charles Harper Webb. What I really love about this poem is the topic. We're all fine-tuned to the frequency of our own names. Whenever I hear the word Patrick, I'm immediately looking around, and even if it's another Patrick that has been asked for, I feel a little kinship with this person. I can't be the only person on the planet who has Googled his name and looked at the other Patrick Hickses out there. I did this just the other day and found out that one is a college baseball player, another a massage therapist, one is a lawyer, another a criminal, one does IT, and another does graphic design. We're all strangers, but we have one thing in common. Whenever we hear our name, we turn our head. Charles Harper Webb breaks down his first, middle, and last name. He imagines their sounds, their histories. He also imagines how these names impact how he sees the world and how the world sees him. This is Charles Harper Webb by Charles Harper Webb. Manly, my mother said my first name meant. I enjoyed sharing it with kings, but had nightmares about black-hooded axemen lifting bloody heads. I loved the concept of Charlemagne and inked it on my baseball glove and basketball. I learned that females pronounce Charles easily. Males rebel. Their faces twitch, turn red as stutterers. Finally, they spit out Charlie or Chuck. Charles is a butler's name, or a hairdresser's, they explain. I'll bet Charles Manson would straighten those guys' tails. I'll bet he fixed their hair just right. My name contains its own plural, its own possessive. Unlike Bob or Bill or Jim, it won't just rhyme with anything. I told Miss Pratt, my eighth-grade French teacher, Charles sounds like a wimp. I switched to German to be Carl. Of all possible speech, I hear Charles best. I pluck it from the sea of noise the way an osprey plucks a fish. In print, it leaps out before even sex words do. My ears twitch, eager as a dog's. What sweet terror in the sound. Is Charles there? Oh, Charles! Oh, Charles! Oh, Charles! Charles, see me after class. Get in this house, Charles Harper Webb. Harper, nag, angel, medieval musician, Webb, from the Middle English, viba, weaver, as in the web of my least favorite crawling thing. My pale ancestors, stoop-shouldered, with sneezing allergies, stupefied by the loom's endless clack, 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 squatting in the dirt-floored cottages year after year, poking out every decade or so to see brawny men in armor gallop past, followed by the purple passage of a king.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.
And you can find all the episodes of Poetry from Studio 47 on our website at listen.sdpb.org and on their website, ps47.org.